Welcome back. Second hour, top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Tuesday, January 24th, 2017. And let me just bring this to a point, and then we'll dig in. I'll end at full circle, and then we'll go full circle, perhaps on this issue of what happened on Saturday. It's fantastic to imagine that people could gather. People, I don't want to talk about these divisive. You know, it's interesting. The same hysterical, antagonistic voices that say, you know, we are disenfranchised, we have been wronged as a group, women largely in this case, and I'm not talking about all women, I'm saying these people who organize this march and say, you know, we are disenfranchised, we have been victimized, essentially, this victim psychosis. They're the same folks that are very intolerant, very bigoted, and very polarized toward other, perhaps, disenfranchised groups. And that's unfortunate. That is divisive. That's balkanizing. That's a beggar thy neighbor approach. If you go to the Wikipedia entry for balkanization, does it still have that? Used to have. Looks like it doesn't have that. That's interesting. Apparently that's been whitewashed. Using a beggar than ever approach. Of course, we don't want to, you know, have people understand what that means. Used to be included in the Wikipedia entry, the beggar thy neighbor approach. In economics, beggar thy neighbor policy is an economic policy through which one country attempts to remedy its economic problems by means that tend to worsen the economic problems of other countries or groups within one country. In other words, it is the seeking of benefits for a minority at the expense of the majority. Whether it's nation, you know, states, whatever, people, all comes down to people. So you have a small group that says, they whine, they cry, we're disenfranchised. Wah. We want. And think about, you know, the critical end of that. One group says, wah, we want this. The entire group therefore must cow, or that's the presumption, to this small minority. That obviously is not going to make the majority, generally speaking, pleased with the group or with the people associated with that group. Because essentially they're being punished by the whiny, which gets back to my point yesterday about how it seems. You know, we used to hear, I remember growing up, that cheaters never win and winners never cheat. What happened to that? By the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443 again. 800-313-9443. So we used to hear cheaters never win, winners never cheat. Now, you know, it's whiners always win and winners always whine, or cheaters always win and winners always cheat, or something. What happened here in America? I mean, there's always corruption, there's always something, obviously, because we are all born of a sin nature. You know, the Bible tells us that whether we believe it or not, find a perfect person. It seems to bear out, doesn't it? So there's always an issue of corruption somewhere. But we have a constitutional republic somewhere that's been mothballed, effectively, beneath the technocratic nonsense, beneath the administrative fourth branch that welded the three duly constituted branches together. It's still there. Yet we're being led astray by Marxist revolutionaries, the nihilists and the atheists, as Pike's letter seems to put it. None the wiser, apparently. Like a dog returning to its vomit. Here we go. Do we not understand the lessons of history? Do we not understand that folks like Linda Sarsour, a Marxist revolutionary at the very least, flashing things that look like ISIS hand signs, but that's conjectural, obviously. She doesn't answer that directly, to my knowledge, but, you know, kind of laughs it off, deflects. She is the reason. She is largely responsible for rendering the ladies that gathered, some of which I'm sure had very meritorious intentions. She's responsible for rendering it a heterogeneous, incoherent, distracted mass. And you know, gosh, that sounds like something I've brought your attention to many, 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 many times. Mike Huckabee's speech. Remember that peculiar speech that he gave that I circle back around to from time to time? Mike Huckabee's speech on foreign policy, September 28, 2007, when he was prostrating himself before the folks at the gathered at the Center for Strategic and International Studies trying to lobby to be tapped as president. He said, besides the threat of small groups of educated people launching isolated attacks, we face the danger of mass movements of the dispossessed and discontented rising up. He went on to say, you know, in the Islamic world and overthrowing their governments, movements like those that led to the current government of in Iran when the Shah was overthrown, and to the Palestinians' elections of Hamas, and then their takeover of Gaza. It's funny, you know, in this era that we want to talk about Russian hacking and the logical fallacies that prevail in that echo chamber or predominate that echo chamber, it's funny how we forget about how the American intelligence community has participated in manipulation of elections and overthrow of governments and so forth, including of obviously Iran repeatedly. But here's the key. Huckabee went on to say, I mean, but first, think about this. Doesn't this sound like Saturday? Besides the threat of small groups of educated people launching isolated attacks, we face the danger of mass movements of the dispossessed and discontented rising up. What was the clarion call on Saturday? Rise up, rise up. Rise up. What do you mean? Ladies, what do you mean when you say that? When she's up there on the stage saying, rise up, what does she mean? But again, that gets back to the mindless rhetoric people fall prey to and victim to in groups, a la Edward Bernays. But again, here's the punchline. Mike Huckabee said, to create havoc in the world, listen. To create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings. Aha. Could that perhaps be what Madonna was doing there? Providing the intellectual underpinnings with her ridiculous statement about how she has thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House, she said. Sort of in what some might argue NLP fashion, neuro-linguistic programming fashion. So Huckabee, to create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. I ask you, of the folks gathered, was Van Jones, Michael Moore, Madonna, Scarlett Johansson, Gloria Steinem, Linda Sarsour, all of these folks, the figureheads of Saturday's nonsense, were they what you would consider educated people providing the intellectual underpinnings or poor, desperate people providing the manpower? I think it's fairly self-evident, rhetorically speaking. I hopefully understand. Huckabee went on to say, before the Russian Revolution, speaking of the Russian Revolution, funny how we're at the 100th year anniversary, some nearly 10 years after Mike Huckabee made these remarks. It's the 100th year anniversary of the October Revolution. Beware the October surprise this year. Before the Russian Revolution, the rural peasants who formed the overwhelming bulk of the population weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate. I would submit to you that the hundreds of thousands gathered were largely what I would call functionally illiterate on Saturday. Those gathered on Saturday, in other words, are largely functionally illiterate, I would argue. Don't know whither they're being led. We'll come to that in a second. The rural peasants who form the overwhelming bulk of the population, and I would say Saturday's march or marches, weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate. They should be reading Karl Marx. Again, getting back to Jefferson's bill for the general diffusion of knowledge. Experience has shown that even under the best forms of government, those entrusted with power have in time by slow operations perverted it into tyranny. And it is believed that the most effectual means of preventing this, the perversion of good government into tyranny, would be to illuminate as far as practicable the minds of the people at large, and more especially to give them knowledge of those facts which history exhibiteth that possess thereby of the experience of other ages and countries. They may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes and prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purposes. We could use a dose of that in America right now, that kind of sense, that kind of horse sense. We need that kind of literacy. So again, as Huckabee said, before the Russian Revolution, the rural peasants who formed the overwhelming bulk of the population weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx as they perhaps should have been. They were illiterate. It took a small number of intellectuals to provide the theory and then rally oppressed peasants behind them. Does that sound like what happened Saturday? It sure does to me. The ruling class is the spark. Saturday, Michael Moore, Van Jones, Madonna, Scarlett Johansson, Alicia Keys, all of these high-profile A-list celebrities, Gloria Steinem, et cetera, et cetera. Are they the ruling class? Are they the spark? Or are they the underclass, the fuel? Are they the spark speaking directly to the fuel? And what does that mean? If that's what was, I mean, it seems fairly self-evident. It's painfully obvious to me. The ruling class is the spark, Huckabee said, but the underclass is the fuel. A strong middle class is the firewall. Barack Obama, from the outset, pretty much from day one, said, America, I'm for the middle class. He's for the evisceration of the middle class. No one has done more to destroy the middle class than Barack Obama. And to be fair, obviously it was an effort in concert with past administrations, obviously. Not to pick too much on Barack Obama, but he certainly did his part. So those functionally illiterate, poor, disenfranchised masses, those dispossessed, discontented masses rising up, as Huckabee put it on Saturday, going back to his speech and, you know, making the analogy, drawing the comparison, are being led into a trap. Nesta Webster said it brilliantly in her book, World Revolution, The Plot Against Civilization, published in 1921, talking about this kind of nonsense, this brand of malfeasance, speaking specifically about the infiltration of the French Workers' Party, turning them against themselves, Marx infiltrating in Marxist fashion, exploiting the people, turning them against themselves. these poor women predominantly and you know, men, these people that gathered on Saturday don't realize this is what is planned for them. This is what's supposed to happen. These people lobbying for women's reproductive rights. You know, if abortion and birth control is all you have in your platform, then really what you're arguing for, you're contending for, is promiscuity. And that's not a good argument. You should be embarrassed, quite frankly. Listening to Cecile Richards, president of Planned Parenthood since 2006 on MSNBC's All In with Chris Hayes, you know, making ridiculous statements. I mean, Chris Hayes making sensational claims, record-breaking protests around the world, a global phenomenon taking over cities all over the world, and then he conceded unverifiable statistics. Meanwhile, he'd already picked on Trump and Sean Spicer in particular for, you know, everyone saying, well, it's just, I mean, if you're going to talk, you know, alternative facts, it's just lying. No, the point of alternative facts was to say, we're talking about different timestamps, different, what you guys are doing is trying to marginalize an entire administration with what you're doing. And then you keep obfuscating and deflecting when you get pinned down on that. No wonder you are, because dozens and dozens of you have been caught and exposed as Hillary Clinton sympathizers. And you should be ashamed of yourselves that you actually try to call yourselves journalists. You should all just label yourselves as hacks, as John Harwood did, and be done with it. Stop trying to obfuscate the issue. So Cecile Richards saying we have the lowest unintended pregnancy rate in 30 years, the lowest teenage pregnancy rate in our entire history in the U.S. Oh my gosh, just disgusting. And then she said, so if you want to increase unintended pregnancy and the need for abortion, you should do these kinds of programs. You should do, in other words, what Trump did in extricating America from these agreements that spend your tax dollars for what I would call eugenics programs abroad. What do we need to be investing in other countries for, you know, talking about their contraception, as some put it, in an effort to forestall abortions in other countries? Don't we have plenty to worry about in our own backyard? So that was immediate. That was on the first Monday of Trump's administration. But she went on to say, it's all connected, right? If you help women get better family planning, better access at lower cost or no cost, oh, really? No cost? Then actually women can get birth control and prevent unintended pregnancy. This is basic women's health care. I think that's part of what we saw women marching in the street about on Saturday. I think I disagree, Cecile Richards. And let's just back up to at lower cost or no cost. No cost? I mean, the companies that manufacture these products and provide these services, they do it purely from philanthropic motivations? No cost, huh? What about the cost to the American taxpayer and the folks that don't agree with it? If you want to fund it, Cecile Richards, you reach into your own pocket and by all means, have at it. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My friends feel as their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell. All you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't want that use me stuff. I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting you. You just keep on using me until you use me up.
All right, welcome back. One brief clip, under a minute, and then we're going to go to the phones for a little bit of context. Here's what Glenn Beck said about this, you know, Saturday, Linda Sarsour, et cetera. Go ahead, please.
I'm afraid tomorrow I have to go back to my chalkboard. We've been working on it this weekend. We're going to give you some of the connections. We're going to talk to the woman who wrote that article for the New York Times about the connections to George Soros and to radical Islam, and have a talk with her. Tomorrow, I'm bringing the chalkboard in because the connections are there. And if you want to call me a conspiracy theorist again, you can. I'm not going to accuse anybody of anything. I'm just going to point out the facts, because somebody has to, and perhaps someone in the media will listen. I don't know if they will.
So that article was the article that I mentioned earlier, and in the New York Times op-ed section. the title, again, billionaire George Soros has ties to more than 50 partners of the Women's March on Washington. Right Wing Watch ran a story yesterday. Glenn Beck thinks the Women's March was George Soros' radical Islam. AstroTurf Salon republished the article. Glenn Beck's latest conspiracy theory, Women's March was George Soros' radical Islam. Radical Islam, AstroTurf. You know, it's interesting. Interesting what's happening. I think we would do well to read Karl Marx. Let's go to the phones and grab Wes in Idaho. Wes, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, thanks for taking my call. On the
you bet, subject, Wes.
Thanks for taking my call. On the subject of bumper music, myself, you want to know about Wes from Idaho. He likes to hear Everybody's Working for the Weekend by Loverboy, 1981. I'd like to see Everybody Working again, this modern rap music. Does it ever use the word work? I'll get around to talking about that later. We get a chance. What? On Friday, Trump's speech, he did 13 speech reversals. I'd like to offer a couple of them. I think it's insight into his real desires, his real character. One time he said, wake up, smash the Fed, when he was saying they have been magnificent, referring to Obama in forward speech. Understand for proper decorum, Robert's rules of order, it was not the time to complain about Obama, of course. Another thing he said was, I give my horse, which of course is a metaphor, but it symbolically, the give my horse, I mean, a cowboy, that's an important thing. His horse is also represents strength and forward motion. He said this backwards when he was saying forward, preserve, protect, defend the Constitution. Another thing, when he was saying thank you, God bless America, you know, his imaginary playmate in the sky, right? Mike Rivero, a playmate. The crime is so bad. Wake up. You know, that is insight, I would say, into Donald Trump. He's trying to wake the people up, and it would appear to me that he is giving up his soul. Are we still there?
We're headed into a break. That's an interesting conjecture. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour, we're on the phones. We have Wes in Idaho on the phone. And Wes, you said before we went into the break something about Donald Trump trying to wake people up, but you think he's giving up his soul.
No, he's giving up his soul to try and do it. That's how I read his reverse speech. Understand, you know, this reverse speech, you know, it can be kind of all over the map, or it can be congruent, is what David Oates talked about. And by being congruent, it supports what is being said forward. The point I'm trying to make is his heart, what appears in the right place. One thing I heard him say is America is to serve God. That is something that he has said in reverse speech. I probably heard two or three dozen of his reversals, and they're all good. And when you compare his reversals to Obama or Hillary Clinton, you find just exactly what, you know, the right wing people are suspicious of Obama in saying, yes, we can, forwards. In reverse, he's saying, thank you, Satan. And it's the same thing with virtually all of the reverse speech I've heard. And LBJ, when he's in front of Congress giving a eulogy for JFK, he actually says, we bumped him off. I mean, it would be nice to see these reversals recognized in a court of law. That will probably never happen, but...
Yeah, that's hard to imagine.
But for insight is what I'm trying to say. You know, the 13 reversals of Donald Trump on Friday, they're all good. I mean, can you think of anything better for a politician to say than wake up, smash the Fed? Can you think of anything? I can't. I give up my horse. I mean, you know, that is saying that he means business, whatever. Some of the other reversals show that he means business. Anyway, well,
I appreciate your, you know, bringing that to light. I can tell you it's really not the nature of this broadcast to deal with that kind of subject matter. To me, it's just too circumstantial and conjectural. To me, it belongs more on, you know, like George Norrie or Art Bell or something like that. I think there's enough in the what they are saying that everyone can clearly hear that, again, has Marxist overtones. The stuff that I was talking about with regard to Saturday, for example, I think there's enough just in what you can hear them say than to get off into conjectural, you know, stuff. And Obama's gone now, so. Or at least out of the White House. Anyway.
I'm just offering this for thought. It had a lot. Yeah. Of impression for me because six, 8 months ago I was not sure about this guy, but when I heard his reversals I was on his side. That's the point I'm trying to make. Next, I'd like to go to pointing out a 20-minute thing on YouTube. It's called Why Women Destroy Nations and Civilizations. It now has 1 million views close to it after a year. There are 43,000 votes up or down, and 82% of the votes are up. So obviously the majority of women have to give a thumbs up to this. If it was 50-50, you know, men on one side and women on other side, that's the way the ups and downs would be.
I know you've mentioned that before and you asked me to take a look at it, and we're starting to push the envelope on time here.
Oh, really? So, you gave Renee 10 minutes yesterday. On the subject of Renee, she's always criticizing Council for National Policy, and you are always criticizing Christian Identity. I put them into the search engine the other day, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, both... there was a lot of pointing out how they disliked this Council of National Policy and Christian Identity. Are you and Renee on the side of Southern Poverty Law Center?
I can't speak for Renee, but I can tell you that to me, the CNP and the Southern Poverty Law Center are both sides of the same bad coin. And I think on that note, we're going to move on, Wes, because I don't want to get into... infighting with you. I appreciate the information that you provided. I answered your question, and we're going back to the phones. Let's grab Paul in New Jersey. Paul, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Paul.
You know, Chris, on average in this racist nation of ours, Asians make more per capita than white people do. Do you know that?
Yeah, I do.
And notice whenever they select a quote or an aggrieved minority or ethnic group or sex, they always single out white males only. You know, they never say...
Largely, oh, I would say predominantly, but yeah.
Yeah, they always go after in comparison with white males. Now,
well, I point those contradictions out differently. Like I said yesterday, you know, if we hear, you know, you hear on MSNBC, CNN, whatever, you know, I think we should teach black history to everyone in America. And I say, sure. And you know what? While we're at it, let's teach white history. And they go, oh, my. Where did this guy come from? You know, you're setting race relations back 300 years. Really? What's the difference? How am I confused?
It should just ideally be history. Anyway,
Exactly. And that's the point.
Yeah, now concerning with the Women's March and the tragedy of it, for one, they were led by a bunch of millionaires. I looked up some of the net worth of Madonna is over $550
million. Yeah.
Alicia Keys, $130 million. Scarlett Johansson, $80 million. And Ashley Judd at $20 million. So these are not a lot of paupers out there complaining, you know, and trying to get down with the sisterhood, the aggrieved, oppressed underclass. You know, another aspect they need to remember about the difference of wages, and I think that's about all feminists, and you know, how silly they are in the sense, because, you know, they'll complain about men and the benefits of men. However, when their power goes out, who do they look to generally as a group to restore their power so they can turn on their toaster? When their car breaks down and they bring it to a gas station, who generally is that person who's going to fix their car? Who is the person in that tow truck who is going to tow their car to the gas station? Generally, right. Men. You know, and by the way, that's part of the reason why men are a bigger earners. Not only because of sexual dimorphism. Now, we know men are taller, stronger than women, have usually typically 15% more body mass than women. But the fact of the matter is men go into these trades that people look down on, but they're high paid and they're very practical, important trades for the maintaining of Western civilization. You know, a woman might graduate from college in, computer programming and something like that, and then they go into their job and they're pulling in a good $60,000 a year. But then the fella who studied air conditioner repair, HVAC, you know, some of those fellows are going to pull in $120,000 a year. And by the way, they should pull in that money, because imagine the job of going up into an attic to fix an air conditioner unit or going up onto a roof to repair a roof in the summer. You know, look at the majority of the most dangerous jobs. They're done by men. And so I urge the women out there to consider that, you know, when you're going around publicly complaining about males earning more money. Men do a lot of these the dirty jobs, the dangerous jobs.
I don't think most women do complain about that. I think, you know, if the average woman has a complaint, and I'm not a woman, I can't speak for women, but I'm just speculating, beyond the propaganda, I would say it's not that anyone of any class or group makes more. It's that they feel they don't make enough, perhaps. And that's a struggle that most of America feels. And again, it seems to get right back to what Sean Spicer spoke to directly yesterday and what Donald Trump is trying to address. And I will be the first to say there are some serious concerns with regard to his background as to whether or not that rhetoric is disingenuous or not. But, you know, day one seems to be an indication that he's trying to make good on that. You know, the withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, meeting with the heads of industry, the captains of industry, meeting with the heads of labor, meeting with the heads of Congress, and talking about rolling back regulations significantly, taxes and so forth, to try to stimulate economic growth in a positive, healthy kind of way. And there, you know, we could get off into speculation and, you know, semantics and minutia. But the fact is, to me, that looks like it goes back in a direction that is positive. We're reversing things that try to push us into hardwiring us into a system that takes away all authority and control here in America and offshores that to people whom we've never met. It's bad enough that it's in Washington, D.C., and not in our own backyards, as it should be, according to the founders, but even worse to offshore it. So, you know,
the goal is to set up economic conditions to make things better for everybody, and that's what's good about what I would argue is the protectionist and anti-immigration policies that we need temporarily to get wages raised and to end outsourcing and those negative economic trends. But lastly, the one last thing about that march, too, is a lot of these marches and political things are totally inefficient. You know, it doesn't really do anything other than parade around your social justice and your moral high ground. The fact of the matter is, if they really wanted to, raise more money for their abortion clinics, all they have to do is not hold a march and just, save your money from the bus to Washington. And just if everybody wrote a check, they'd be able to form, pay for all the abortions they probably want over the next year. And in a sense, that's what I like about Donald Trump. And in that sense, is that if you want the abortion or the gender change operation, whatever, why should I have to pay for that?
Exactly. Right? And that's the main underlying concern, which, I mean, again, you know, getting back to Jefferson's words from his bill for the general diffusion of knowledge, some governments are better calculated than others to protect individuals in the free exercise of their natural rights. Just what you said, alluding to that point, wouldn't the women who are marching delight in that sentiment? I would think so.
Yeah, and there's an element of put on your big boy pants on or big girl pants on, you know, in a sense. And that was what was very regressive as that march as a whole. And also the self-shaming of it. I mean, Ashley Judd, really, if you listen to her seven-minute monologue, it's really off in, you know, bizarro land left field.
Yeah, yeah. She seemed like she was on psychotropics.
And I don't know, she might have memorized the poem or whatever from somebody who wrote it, whatever, but either way, to pick that to, you know, like to do in public as a theme, as a, you know, this is the complete opposite of cultural edification, is a disgrace, you know, to everybody who partook in that whole event. You know, it's a shame they didn't have the tomatoes to throw at her off the stage and boo her off the stage at the time. But there were many people going along with it. And it's just, don't they realize when you lose your self-dignity like that, you're not really helping your cause. And they should know better. And they should really know better.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right, yeah. Have a good day.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul. You too. I appreciate it. I couldn't agree more. And again, I'll go back to, if you're really seeking to advance women's rights, like, or anyone's rights, as Paul said, do it in a dignified fashion. But where were the marches in Pakistan? You know, apparently 600, you know, marches around the world, and isn't that great? And, you know, hundreds of women, hundreds of marches, you know, D.C., Paris, New York, Sydney, et cetera, et cetera, Myanmar, Prague. But where was the march in Pakistan or Saudi Arabia or places like that? Funny.
You would have headed.
Yeah. Hey, Renee.
Hey. Hey.
Thanks for calling.
What I'm going to tell y'all is I didn't read it anywhere. This is a real experience, okay? Before my first pregnancy, I was 5'4", 101 pounds. Well, my first kid decided to be 9 pounds, 3 ounces. And I looked ridiculous, and like there was more than one. It tore up my insides, okay? And so after my second child, like I say, the muscles were herniated. They couldn't hold my organs in place, okay, because they were so broken from the experience. Well, I contacted my insurance company, and they said, Oh, no, we won't cover that. That's not a life-threatening condition. Well, yeah. So wait until next time a little woman who was married to a urologist came into my store that was a good customer. And I asked her, I said, your husband's a urologist. Does insurance cover penile implants? She goes, oh, yeah. See, this was pre-Viagra, which insurance and the government also covers, and I never hear anybody complain about that. But they complain about women's health issues being covered, okay? So I call my insurance company back, and I said, do y'all cover penile implants? Oh, yes, ma'am.
I think we're getting a little probably off track here. We probably need to reel it back in. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's broadcast. We're on the phones, and we have Renee on the line, and we are maintaining a certain level of decorum. Radio decorum, right?
Well, this is an adult program. Okay, like say, if you object to the something implant thing or whatever, but this is the deal. Y'all don't get it because it hadn't been done to you. When I confronted them and I said, "Oh, so you cover those implants?" I said, "That's not a life-threatening condition, but your excuse for refusing me was my condition was not life-threatening. Well, they went and had a meeting. They approved it. See, but y'all don't understand, because you haven't had to fight for this. Because all the people who make the rules are like y'all, are sympathetic to y'all, and, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. And they approve this. They do. They approve this stuff a lot for the men. That I can tell you for a fact, the women are discriminated in health care by both the government and the insurance. I know this for a fact.
I respect that, and I wouldn't encroach on that. I mean, your personal experience obviously is unimpeachable, so I respect that.
Well, and another thing, you know, I heard earlier that you said something about how the people coming here need to assimilate. Well, that's quite an indictment for the Anglo-Saxon WASP, because they did not assimilate to the Indians. They killed them, took their children away from the parents, put them in school, forbid them to talk their native language. They did not assimilate to the Native Americans.
But I didn't say everyone did. I didn't say everyone did. I was just saying that Jefferson made a wise observation in his statement to that effect. So I didn't say everyone did, and it's definitely not perfect. I agree. There are some very troubling moments in American history. Who can deny that? But that doesn't negate the fact that it is a wise and lucid observation. Anyway, we're going to have to go back to the phones. Renee, as always, I appreciate your call. Your personal experience is unimpeachable. I think one of the things that gets lost, I won't even get into it, but you know, it presumes that certain people don't have any challenges that they face. I think everyone has challenges. Anyway, beggar thy neighbor is divisive. It's balkanizing. Let's go back to the phones and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you. Like to say, not enough time, so I'll cut it real short. Wes, you have a lot of good to say. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Forward or reverse, Chris, I believe if we are sincere, if we're speaking truth from our heart, we're going to hear the same thing front and backwards. And if we're speaking a forked tongue or a silver tongue devil, you'll say good things forward, and out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. And in reverse, the truth will come out. It's biblical. It really is biblical. And Wes, thicken up your skin a little bit. Don't take it so personal. We gotta be instant at all times. Be who we are. We do it in a way. Slow to anger. And remember, kind word turns away wrath. Thanks, Chris.
I appreciate it, John. As always, hey, I'm nobody particularly influential. I'm no Parag Khanna, for example. But my advice to Donald Trump at all would be to read the story of Nehemiah. His work, Attacked by Mockery, Conspiracy, Extortion, Compromise, Slander, etc. And this is what's happening. America, we need to unite and not be divided. Balkanization is not the answer. Marxist rhetoric is not the answer. Avoid the nihilist and the atheist. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.